So yesterday we discussed verses 49, 50 and 51 of Surah Banu Israel. We continue that discussion. Let's just do a quick recap. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا أإذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أإنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا. They say, what? When we become bones and powdered bits, shall we be raised, created anew? So they were objecting, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the rejectors. They were rejecting the message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that there's life after death. They were saying, but bodies decompose and bones eventually, become part of the earth. So how are we going to be recreated? And this is the evidence that they used to back up their claim that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, well, Iyadu Billah, was bewitched. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that respond to them, قُلْ, say, كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا, be you stones or iron. You see, bones were still part of a living being. But stone or iron was not part of a living being to begin with. So even if you were to be stones or irons, Allah will still recreate you. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ, or any creation which in your hearts appears more difficult. In other words, think of the most difficult thing to recreate. Even if you were to be that, Allah will recreate you. فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا, they will say, who will bring us back to life? So Allah says, قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ, say, he who created you the first time. If Allah could create you from nothing the first time around, if it was a dirty drop of fluid, and even that dirty drop of fluid came from somewhere, right? If Allah could create you from that, why can't he recreate you from your bones that have decomposed? فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ, they will then shake their heads at you and ask, when will this happen, this resurrection, this qiyamah? قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا, say, it may well be soon. In other words, don't think that because it hasn't happened yet that it won't happen. No one knows exactly. Right, إِلَيْهِ رَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَ, only Allah knows exactly when Qiyamah will take place. We've been told about the signs, the minor signs, the major signs. It will be on a Friday, etc. But anything that is still to come is very near. كُلُّ مَا هُوَ آتٍ فَهُوَ قَرِيبٌ, and it may be very close. Even if you are not alive at the time of Qiyamah, when you die, your Qiyamah has started, because the only thing that you await after that is Qiyamah. Now the next verse, 52, which is then the concluding verse of this this ruku, and also the first quarter of the 15th juz, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, the day when we will call you, فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ, and you will answer by praising him, وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and you will imagine that you did not remain in this world but a short while. So the first part, يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, Allah says the day when he will call you, meaning the day of Qiyamah will be proclaimed by the blowing of the first trumpet, the angel Israfil. He's given that responsibility. فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِ, you will answer by praising him. Meaning, as you will be resurrected, you will immediately rise from your grave and gather in the field of resurrection. Everyone will be submissive, compliant. No one will rebel. Everyone will present himself obediently, singing the praises of Allah. Some say it will be Alhamdulillahi الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحَزَنِ, that all praise is due to Allah who removed all worry from us. Others say it's other words, you know, different narrations, but they will be praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now the question arises that even the denialist, even the rejectors, even the non-believers, will they also be praising Allah? They didn't believe in Allah. The one answer is yes, they will. They will be praising Allah. Because now they can't deny when you see everything in front of you. They will just have to go with the flow, as we say, and praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Others say that how do you explain this together with the verse from Surah Yasin? That فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ, when they will be resurrected, قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, they'll say, who has awakened us from our sleeping place? They will be in a state of shock. So the scholars say there's no contradiction. What could be meant here is that there will be no punishment between the first blowing of the trumpet, where people will be resurrected, and where the entire world will come to an end, and the second blowing of the trumpet. So they, in one phase, they may be responding in a bewildered way that woken us up from our graves, and in another phase, now when the reality hits and everyone can see what is in front of them, they will then praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because they'll realize now that there's no option. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and Allah says, And you did not remain in this world but a short while. Meaning, when you see the horrors of the day of Qiyamah that await those who disbelieved, it will make this entire life of yours in this world seem insignificant. Or in comparison to the length of a day in the year after, the life of this world would be very short. Or in comparison to the eternal bounties for those who are obedient, the life of this world was very short. Because each day, you know, of the year after is like hundreds of thousands of years. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst the fortunate ones on the day of Qiyamah. So with that, we conclude verse 52 and ruku number 5, and also the first quarter of the 15th juz of the Quran. Falillahi alhamd. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be praised.